A statement from Stellenbosch University in the last hour or two about another incident that has developed on the university's campus. The university saying that its management is deeply distressed to learn of an alleged case of rape on its campus. The university commends the swift action by the South African Police Service. The alleged perpetrator, a student at Stellenbosch University, was arrested by the police yesterday morning. So that's the breaking news story out of there. At the moment, there are various, well, I think two protests happening, student protests on the university campus, and that's in connection with the actual racist incident that has occurred at the university this week. So there's two marches currently happening. Kevin Brunt, EWN reporter, is there for us. Kevin, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. Let's start with what's happening at the moment on the campus and the marches that are underway. Tell us about those.
A very good afternoon to you, Mandy. Well, I've now learned that it is actually one march, but from two different sections or different groupings of students on the campus here. I've seen a poster, one from students aligned with the economic freedom fighters, and then also SASCO will also lead a march. But the organizers already told me that the march is inclusive, that it includes all the students of the university will be able to join the march, as they will be going back to Administration B. That is where students also protested on Monday to hand over a memorandum of demands to campus management. They on Monday requested that the university expel Pins de Tue, the student who has been captured in the social media video urinating in the Haisma Re residence room of Babalo and Dwayana. And they feel that the university is not moving at enough speed in getting to at the bottom of this matter. Just listen to what Queen Majiki Jela, she's the SASCO chairperson here at the campus, told me.
We gave the university a timeline and we told them that if they do not come back to us by Thursday 8 o'clock with satisfactory results, we are going to go back to Admin B. The university has not responded to our timeline. So today's march, we want answers from the university, and also we are handing over a memorandum, a list of demands. And in those demands, we've listed that we want the student expelled from the university.
Kevin, that is on the issue of the march that's currently happening and the racist incident there. We also have the statement this morning from the university about this alleged rape that took place on the Stellenbosch campus. Has anything been communicated there? Do students seem to be aware of this incident?
Well, Mandy, the university indicated that at the moment the alleged rapist is only suspended from his campus residence, that disciplinary processes will then further play out during the day. In that statement, they also said that they provided support and reached out to the victim as well. I got to speak to one of the students on the campus here, who also said that they didn't know about the incident that took place. Yesterday, we attended, it was a very busy day on the campus yesterday, the installation of Justice Edwin Cameron as the 15th Chancellor of the university. So there were a lot of activity around that, and it, at one of the administration buildings here on the campus. But today the university informed us of this incident that happened, simply saying that the victim, is escorted by police, went to the alleged perpetrator's residence where he was then arrested. There's also another issue with regard to a case of racial discrimination being investigated, and that is in relation to the law faculty's dance of last week, where another racist incident played out. The university said that they're also busy investigating that specific issue. So yesterday there was a lot of activity also on the campus here with regard to the African National Congress in the Western Cape, Cameron Dagmore, coming to the campus, interacting with Babalo and his uncle, who then acted as a representative for the family at the time. And he indicated that he's taking his cue from Babalo's father, Ndansani, in the Eastern Cape, and that is how they will take the process forward. There was also news that Rudy de Tooit, the father of Tins de Tooit, would want to meet with Babalo's father so the family can talk the issue through. There's not a lot of detail with regard to that. When we reached out to Rudy, Tins's father, he indicated that he's not speaking on the matter further, and he requested that we respect his decision not to engage the matter any further, Mandy. But today we do expect the march to start at about 12:30 here on the campus, where the students will be making their way to campus management hand over that memorandum of demands and then obviously expect to get some feedback from the university itself in terms of the investigation with regard to this racist incident that happened at Ace Marais and also how management plans to take the matter forward.
Kevin, thank you so much. A very busy time for him and for everyone on the Stellenbosch University campus. Kevin Brunt, EWN reporter. So lots of different things happening there. That march is taking place, as he said, at 12:30. There is another investigation into a separate racist incident that is occurring. And then the statement coming from the university this morning about this alleged rape that took place, and important to point out there that it is a student within one of the residences that is being investigated and that has been suspended, and the victim is currently being cared for and safe, and she has opened a case of rape against the perpetrator with the police, who accompanied her to the Stellenbosch Provincial Hospital, where she was examined and also received the necessary medication, care and primary counselling.